Te presentamos a Daniela. A ella nada le sorprende.
Siempre estoy lista para lo que venga.
Por eso,
este año fui a Walmart a comprar todo para combatir mis alergias antes que comience la temporada de alergias.
Claro, porque Walmart tiene
productos de alta calidad para las alergias como descongestionantes, sprays nasales, antihistamínicos y más. Y a precios muy buenos.
¿Y sabías que también tiene pickup y delivery? Daniela, ¿te sorprendiste?
¿Yo? No, ¿qué va? Claro que sabía que Walmart tiene pickup y delivery.
Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I am Lata Jha and welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment. Your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. The big Hindi release in cinemas this week is comedy drama Jug Jug Jiyo, starring Anil Kapoor, Neetu Kapoor, Varun Dhawan and Kiara Advani. The Raj Mehta directed film that made around 8.75 crore on day one, driven by Delhi City, Gurugram and Noida, managed the fifth highest opening day of the year as far as original Hindi films go. Jug Jug Jiyo is quintessentially Dharma, glossy, glamorous and glitzy even in its most somber moments, many of which feel trivialized not because the film has an overall comic tone to it, but because the emotions never seem fully lived, the vibe never fully genuine and the writing not one that comes from the soul. Further, the stars are not exactly shining bright enough for Hindi film producers. A spate of big flops is driving producers to renegotiate steep salaries of A-list actors who've not fired at the box office in the last few months. Older stars like Akshay Kumar, as well as younger actors like Varun Dhawan, Ranveer Singh, Ayushman Khurana and Tiger Shroff may have to take a 20 to 30% cut for their next few projects, producers feel, as that money is better spent on scaling up production quality and visual effects. The reduction is expected in the upfront fee rather than in revenue shares after the release. Even OTT streaming platforms are rationalizing rates for films based on box office performance instead of paying high acquisition fees ahead of release. The math is just not adding up for Bollywood's star system. Over the past few months, actors like Akshay Kumar with Bachchan Pandey and Samrat Prithviraj, Ranveer Singh with 83 and Jayesh Bhai Jordar, and Ayushman Khurana with Anek and Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui have seen their films trip badly at the box office. Spectacles such as RRR and KGF Chapter 2 have brought in mega box office numbers, but producers know they cannot bank on such success every quarter or even every 6 months. Much of the enthusiasm that has to do with pent-up demand among audiences will gradually wane. The other challenge is that OTT platforms too are backtracking if the film doesn't find a draw at the box office, unlike earlier when they were more enthusiastic about simply picking up the biggest titles. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.